Yes, sir, I'm a student.
Well, how are you feeling today?
I'm in a state of euphoria because I'm just dying to watch some of those commentators and reporters eat their words tomorrow. I just think it's going to be delightful.
We'll see what it is. Incidentally, Mike, just thinking, you know that fellow jackass Dean Sayer is going to lead a so-called march of conscience to the White House tomorrow morning. Isn't that lovely? I wonder if there's some way that somebody could just walk out, join the picture, and then, you know what I mean? I don't know. He's such a pompous guy.
Oh, he's awesome, right?
Amazing that W.A. Wilson could be such a grandson.
Yeah, that's right. I watched him on television last night, and I watched his hands and his face as he was doing, and I thought, my God, there is the symbol of the decadent old establishment. I mean, this is what's wrong. These people are weak, they don't understand, they're overly simplistic idealists. Oh, God, he's horrible. And I just got so mad watching it. I can't stand it, couldn't watch it. And sitting there in his robe, looking, did he use his robe? Yes, sir. Looking very, well, I guess he had a robe here, colored. I mean, he was in, colored, was on political pressure on the cookie side of here in town, put on a little show, like a bunch of jackasses that they are, just wild men. They're the same one. Yeah, American Association. CBS had a special on this last night. It was very interesting because they didn't get out as far on the wind as I hoped they would. They didn't?
No.
Collingwood came out at the end and he said, well, about all we can say is that he was at hand. That Henry Kissinger thought he had a deal, that there were ambiguities in it, that the president wouldn't accept the ambiguities, he wanted a more specific deal, that the negotiations had broken down, but the machinery and people are in place on both sides are carefully keeping their options on the resume the negotiations. I was very disappointed when I watched it because I hoped that Hillary would stick his head out.
Yeah,
you know, so,
well, as a matter of fact, we had a very good day yesterday on the military side. We lost no planes, and they had over 70 over the target. And they just knocked the Jesus out of it. You know, they get their game right back in. And we're getting an advantage, and it's going to take them a couple of years to recover.
The true report, Larry, I must say,
and that is very important in terms of whether this peace will happen.
That's right. Those young, yeah, absolutely.
And the one of these in Japan, Russia, had no. But Japan and Germany had no standing for Russia, for that matter, even the Russians won the war. They were doing anything later, even if they got the Batista system.
That's right.
And the same is true of the British and the French.
Yeah, it's very likely that as long as
there are a lot of people leaving out of Congress.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And they're going to be a long time before they put them down. It's interesting that kind of opposed to, after I walked out of your office yesterday, I got the star, which said that there's been a report out of Saigon of a halt in the bombing, so somebody's leaked over there, speculated. But it's interesting, the star ran up big with those white knights, and maybe you saw it.
The star issue up there, but just kind of got it. Yeah, you had to look at it.
Well, it was the front page story out of Saigon. But the Post this morning, they got sucked in. They got the headline, U.S. aerial force takes high toll to the B-52.
That incidentally is one of the hard hits.
That's right.
This is yesterday.
Partisan only wiped out their
investment program.
Totally untrue.
But anyway,
but I hope it is.
But I hope it's not true in terms of the civilian part.
Right. But then you go to page 86, and they say that Saigon faces the U.S. Navy on bombing. And also down in North Plain parallel. And so they buried the air on possession too.
Well, but they buried the story, whereas the story. Let me ask you a couple things. That I was wondering if this was the last hurrah for your bunch of sponsors. First of all, as you know, we have got to do, and I'm getting real on it too, that I'm getting boots in it. We're going to do this in Africa very low key and very matter of fact. And the rest, because we don't want to build up any euphoria. And now, the advantage of that is that they'll help the negotiations. We don't want to do that, and I think it's in your interest to do that. But at this point now, with it going back, we don't have to worry about that. That's behind us. That's what I'm
saying. Because I do believe that this policy where I've had to take it for 10 days, and it's very old myself, all by myself.
I certainly have.
I really have that when I can. We don't cover it. Thank God that both Roger and Harvey have their children and they took it. So,
I watched you every day, and I could tell the strain of it.
But you can see, you see my point of view. You have to go around and you're saying, get up the way, you know, where most everybody was either silent or saying, Jesus, why do we have to do this?
Yeah, I know. My reaction was,
you got to say, I made him a little harder, but I walked
around in the corridor. There were a lot of people who had lost their my thought would be, if you had a guy if I could use Kelly for this,
what would he do?
Number one, he'll be used for it. And number two, he will see it in proper context as a victory for you. Tremendous victory for you. God is an exuberant salesman. There's no way you can dampen his enthusiasm. He'll be.
Is there any way you think you'd put Steve in this afternoon and keep him to absolute secrecy?
I had never known John to, I wouldn't call him, I would just say that he had to be available tomorrow morning.
About what I might have done, kind of, if John had done one step closer to tell him,
yes, I think so.
I know, but we cannot be, the main thing I have to remember is not the immediate public reaction to this, but should be missed because the listeners would be fairly enraged if they were actually enraged, because they don't want their prediction to be wrong.
That's right.
And China didn't come into the world, they went out of town. So, we think it's fair, we all know that they take the line you suggested, or they would take the line that the U.S. is the one that they
when he was playing tennis.
one of the reasons that I was skeptical with you is that I think we are in the best, you know, if you can generate some kind of
success. That's right.
That's right. Well, you never worried it with me. I've had occasion when I've taken care of myself from something. I'll give you another example. John worked with us all through that Daniel Schur episode, and he knew really what had happened to that neighbor. He I think you're right, right, right.
Yeah, I think you're all true, yeah, to it. The point is that you don't know which end you'll go up. If he's programmed to, you know, I would never put him ahead of my gut.
No, no, he's just babbled right off immediately. That's all right.
Yeah, well, that's what you need. See, if you get just that time, that'll set the time and the time. I could very easily get my believers to say something and they never say it to the rest. They never. That's one group you can always do. The difficulty of it, I was finding it tomorrow. I just let it go then. I think we just have to trust the good time of the people. Well, I think you're going to find that the president that the year 89 turns in on the ground.
I'll call you as soon as I've heard.
Thank you.